Back on downtown. Oh, yes, still dancing in celebration as the Celtics won their 18th NBA championship last night, knocking off the Dallas Mavericks in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. With more on that, we're joined by John Corrales of the Locked On Celtics podcast and Boston Sports Journal. Did you get much sleep last night, John?
Nope.
I did not think so.
No, it was a late night. I left the arena, 5:30 in the morning, 5 in the morning, I think it was, somewhere in that range. I drove to the arena during the evening commute out, and then I left the arena during the morning commute in, but it was worth it.
Boy, it sure was. And I know there were people who were a little bit on edge after Game 4, but I thought you could tell last night just in the first couple of minutes that the level of focus and determination was what was needed last night.
Yeah, it was a good answer. I mean, they got smacked in the face, and they responded like they did every time it happened. And it's so infrequent this season, but every time it happened, they responded. And so I was never worried after Game 4. And I guess the angst is hard for people to kind of move past. And maybe in my advancing years, it's easier for me to kind of put certain things behind me and understand what's happening in the moment, I guess. But Game 4 was a nice wake-up call. But I tried to say, you know, I wrote a piece in Boston Sports Journal afterwards, like, yeah, Dallas did a couple of things, but there are adjustments. There are ways for Boston to kind of get past this, and they did.
Boy, they did indeed. And for all those people who for years said, well, they'll never win unless they break up the Jays, what struck me most about both Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum throughout the playoffs and for most of the season was their unselfishness.
Yeah. Oh, what did they have? 17 combined assists last night. The willingness to move the ball, to sacrifice. And, you know, I think the timing of everything was maybe a factor, that Jaylen had just gotten his contract last summer and he was all set, so he knew he was fine. And there's no question about Jason Tatum's contract and getting these guys when they got them. The whole thing just kind of came together for everybody to be like, okay, there's no reason for me not to sacrifice. And they came out along, played the right way for most of it. And when it came down to responding in the playoffs and trusting their teammates, Tatum and Brown were the leaders of the charge. And when your two best players are out there sacrificing, moving the ball, giving up shots that you know that they could take, that tells you something as a teammate. It tells you that, all right, they're doing this, we should all be doing this. And everybody falls in line. And that's what helps make a great team great.
And Drew Holiday just continuing to be the consummate pro out there, a great lift when Porzingis came into the game, and then Derek White, fitting that he just, well, sacrificed his front teeth for the team.
Yeah, he said he'd give up all his teeth for a championship, and he almost did. That was scary too, because his face like flattened on the floor. That was bad. But you know, he didn't miss a beat. He stayed out there, and he's tough, and Porzingis gave them a huge lift, even though he couldn't move anywhere near the way he normally moves, and he's definitely going to have surgery soon, and that's going to take him a few months to kind of get back from that. But he found a way to get out there. Holiday found a way to make plays. Third quarter, when the Celtics were just kind of starting to scuffle a little bit, he was in there getting offensive rebounds, keeping possessions alive, making sure that the Celtics didn't give up the lead. All of those things, every little thing, Peyton Pritchard hitting a shot from the opposite hash mark, just unbelievable stuff all the way around. It's a true team effort. And that's why the MVP wasn't unanimous. And that's why, you know, this team is able to do what it does, because everybody has equal weight.
Happy for all of those guys, but it was so great to see the joy on Al Horford's face.
Oh, man. I mean, that's that's kind of what it's all about, right? Like seeing Al Horford kind of take it all in. And I'm sure for him, it's almost like it is unbelievable. How do you process playing in the league for what, 18 years, and all of a sudden everything you've been fighting against, it's over. Like Sisyphus got the rock up the mountain. Like you've been pushing it up the mountain all your whole life, and then all of a sudden one day you're pushing and it just rolls over the lip, and you're like, well, now what? It's going to take a little while to process what that really means, but I'm sure over the next few days, and by the time the parade happens on Friday, these guys are going to be like, okay, this is real. The parade might be what makes it real.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. A vindication, certainly, for Joe Mazzulla. And you know, the guy who deserves so much of the credit was kind of hanging in the background with his cap on. But the job Brad Stevens did putting this team together, and people forget that there were those who weren't sure he was ready to be in that position in the front office when he stepped away from coaching.
I know. Yeah, I mean, talk about everything working out. Brad made the trade for Kristaps Porzingis almost exactly a year ago. That's wild to think that it's been that long. I remember the Porzingis trade happened, and then we waited for the draft to happen, which, by the way, is next week. And they announced, like, they had introduced Porzingis the same night as the draft. And it was, you know, that's a long time ago. For Brad to make those moves, make these tough moves of moving smart and moving Robert Williams. Those two guys were huge parts of what this team was doing and why they were even in the finals a couple of years ago, and why there was so much promise on this team. So it was tough to give those guys up, but he had to, because they went with Joe Mazzulla and they needed a different kind of team. And so Mazzulla takes over under the most bizarre circumstances. And even though his first year was tough, he knew who he was. He knew what he wanted to be. He knew who he was as a head coach. And he came in and was able to put his own staff together, get his own game plan together. And he connected with his guys. Joe Mazzulla is a guy who truly, deeply cares about personal relationships. And that showed up on the floor, because those guys, even though he might have had some weird ways to get to his point, he came from a genuine place, and he was trying to make these points because he truly loved these guys, and they fought for him, and that's super important.
Well, we'll wait until after the parade to really break down what happens next and whether this team can get a chance to get back there next year. But the name of the game is money. And am I right that they've got about $192 million on the books for next year already?
Something like that. Yeah. And then I think they have to pay Sam Hauser, which would be interesting what he ends up being worth. Derek White's eligible for an extension. Jason Tatum's going to get in his extension. But when you're competing for a championship, that money is money well spent. And they're basically going to bring this whole team back, and whatever cost it costs. And then that's a credit to Rick Grosbeck and the ownership group.
Absolutely. Well, John, it's been such a great ride this season. We appreciate you giving, I think, the best coverage there is and sharing it with us every week here on the program. Will you be at the parade on Friday?
I believe I'll be at the parade. I might be in the parade.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think the media. I think the media gets a duck boat at the end, maybe. So
nice. Are you still finding confetti in strange places after last night?
Yeah, it's like sands in the beach. You just come home and it's everywhere.
Well, John, we appreciate you coming on and checking with us on little sleep, but well worth it. Enjoy everything on Friday. We'll check in with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then, my friend.
You got it. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked on Celtics podcast on Downtown.